The failure to appoint a new intelligence director came under criticism from Senator Rockefeller during yesterday's hearing.
It is unacceptable that we cannot hear from and question the one person under the new law that is supposed to be responsible for the overall management of how the intelligence community is responding to the national security threats that we will be discussing.
The people who originally called for the hiring of a national intelligence director include Lee Hamilton. He was vice chairman of the 9/11 commission. He spoke with Renee about why that job is difficult to fill.
It's not just a difficult position. It's of course, a very powerful one. You would think that it would be very alluring. Why is this job so hard to fill?
It is a powerful job, and I think one of the four, five, six most important jobs in Washington. I think one of the key questions of anybody looking at the job would be, number one, do I have the legal authorities that I need?
Legal authorities meaning?
Well, I mean by that budget authority, of course, personnel authorities, power over the people you hire and fire. Tasking authorities, that is, establishing the objectives and priorities and the guidance to the intelligence community to collect and process, analyze, and disseminate information. Now, the second question that a person would have, I believe, is will the president fully back me in this position? Almost certainly you're going to have bureaucratic struggle here because power is involved over an enormously important part of the government's work, intelligence, and the established bureaucracies have a lot of concern, understandably, about this new legislation, and we will see very intense bureaucratic struggles. The job is only going to be successful if the President of the United States fully backs this position.
In the months since the job was created and has remained unfilled, what hasn't been done?
I think the first thing to be pointed out is that the status quo prior to the creation of these new positions was not satisfactory, and you did not have a good flow of information. With the Director of National Intelligence in place, and that intelligence director having the power to force, if you would, the sharing of information, it will create a situation that will improve the security of the American people. What's happening now in the executive branch is a lot of planning is going forward. Now, you can only go so far, however, without someone being in charge. And not enough progress has been made beyond the planning phase. And I don't think will be made until a new director is nominated and confirmed.
Lee Hamilton was the vice chair of the 9/11 Commission. He is with the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. Thank you very much.
Thank you.